Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. What an NBL and WNBL rounds we have had. It has been phenomenal. Round 14 has been completed. Round 15 has been completed in the WNBL. And, of course, for the NBL...
Can I just say, Brad, you weren't wrong when you said round 14's been completed.
Well, it was completed two weeks ago. Yeah. Well, I didn't say when it was completed.
Exactly.
And round 7 for the NBL has been repeated, completed, but that was a few weeks ago. We're finished round 18 now. It's bottomed. Hello, my friend.
Oh, we're up to a flying start, aren't we? A couple of weeks ago, we said we had the top six for the men and the final four for the women settled, and nothing has happened since to change my mind.
I agree. I can't see anything changing. I'm still not convinced it's going to finish 1-2-3 in the women at the moment, because there's Bendigo have to play Townsville. There's a few games to see, so it's going to be interesting. But let's start with the men.
Once again, you have it right. Bendigo has to play Perth.
Yes,
they do. They also have to play Townsville. So that is a huge couple of games in terms of those top three.
Could dictate it. But anyway, let's talk about round 15 very quickly. Bendigo, on the back of Izzy Borlase, can I just say, just went bang, bang against Southside and Caps. Yeah. We'll come back to that. Geelong, I did not think they'd lose to Adelaide, buddy. Wow.
They had Adelaide on toast in the third quarter. They were 13 up and moving away. And then they made some bad decisions, took some sloppy shots, left the door ajar, and bang. They stormed with a 23-9 last quarter. Adelaide, I kind of blame Geelong. I think they're the mistresses of their own fate there, because like I said, I thought they had them on toast in the third quarter, and then they blew it. They had a bunch of bad shot selections, poorly shot. Sanya Fagan goes for 28. They come back and they win the game.
Don't understand it. But anyway, Townsville got over Southside by 3. Perth, smashed our Flames. We thought that would happen. And then Bendigo rounding out what was a great weekend for them with 3 wins. They beat the Caps. Now, when we're recording this, Perth has not played Southside just to round out this round. So everyone knows I am predicting a Perth win there. But Southside, they're holding on to fourth spot. Body, talk to me.
No, they're going to. They're absolutely going to. I think what we should be talking about, though, is Isabel Borlase, because that 42 points was huge. Now, Bendigo's won a few championships along this journey. They've had some great players in that group. Yeah. Nobody has ever shot 42 points. And we haven't seen that happen since Penny Taylor, like about 20 plus years ago. So she's in very good company, because the players that have hit plus 40s are names like Taylor, Lauren Jackson, Julie Nichol. She's up there.
She was 12 of 18 from the field.
Yeah.
That, like and 6 of 9 from 2 points, 6 of 9 from 3 points, 12 of 12 from the free throws.
Yeah, yeah.
5 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, I don't know if I've ever said 42 points off 18 shots.
I don't know if I've said that before,
you know, like usually just for our listeners, most listeners would know, you know, you never want, you know, if you can do it in half, that's great, right? So if you've got 42, 21 shots is outstanding, even 25, I'm pretty happy with, right?
Yeah.
But off 18 shots, I just couldn't believe that. And only off 37 minutes, she would have had 50.
Well, she calmed down in the next game. She only got 33.
Yeah, shocking. By the way, do you want to discuss who our player of the round is?
Should we go straight to that? Because I think the listeners already have worked it out somehow. But she's having an MVP season, no question at all.
Well, this is where, I mean, we can talk about the other games, but like just so we know, Townsville 17-4, Spirit 16-4, Perth 15-5. Now, as we said, they've got to play each other. There's some games coming up here. This is going to be a great end.
Yeah, but none of them, not Perth, not Bendigo, not Townsville, can afford to drop one somewhere else.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like they can't afford to have an Adelaide creep up on them, or a Geelong or a Canberra or Southside get them.
Well, no, I spoke to, I spoke to Alex Cibitone the other day because she was in Sydney, and man, she is just, I love her. She was great. We had a great chat, and it was interesting. And I actually said to her, you know, do you have a preference? And she's like, you know, what do you do? And I said, I could actually see where if you play like in a semi versus, let's say, you know, whether it's Bulleen or Townsville, that prepares you for a final. But if you play someone else, are you getting as prepared as much? It's really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know about Bulleen, though. I think they might be out of the comp now, Brad, so I don't think they'll be playing a game against them anytime soon. But anyway, she won the Tiana Mangekahia medal for on the breast cancer Memorial Day sort of thing, so it was, she put in a pretty good performance, I would say.
She was great. Yeah, she was
great. Again, I've got to reiterate, there's her, there's Jazz Shelley, there's Dallas Lockridge, who's just setting the world on fire. There's Annalie Maley. How these kids are not in the Opal squad, it just defies logic.
Yeah. Okay?
That's all I want to say about it. I'm not saying they need to make the team, but they should have been given the opportunity on their WNBL form to train and see what they could do, see if they could take the step to the next level.
Yeah, fair call.
Yep.
Fair call. No, fair call. I got no argument with that at all. And I wish I could give you the answer. I can't. What else give is me, anything? Do you, you know, me, like Adelaide?
If you can't give me the answer, give me the play of your play of the round.
Oh, for the WNBL?
No, for the bloody Boxing Association. What
so
do you reckon?
I don't have a play of the NBL. I have a best moment. Okay.
And same difference.
My best moment is the Tiana Mangekahia Pink Hoops Day. I was at Sydney. And
is it Mangekahia?
Mangekahia. Sorry if I said that.
Sorry.
But that was so special. I've had a little bit to do with her because she was going to join some commentary once.
Yep.
And I ran some sideline Illawarra with her, and she was just like lit up the room as soon as you meet her, smiling all the time. And there was over 16,000 people there on Sunday.
Fabulous.
Everyone dressed in pink. It was so good. It was such a special day. And I just think, I just got goosebumps. There was, you know, chat. We all stood up and had like a little, like, I don't want to call it a minute silence, but everyone was clapping because that's what T would want. Mm. And it was just such a beautiful thing that I was like, when I'm standing there, I'm like, this is my best moment of the round.
Okay. Yeah, I think probably going to your wardrobe and finally being able to pick from all your pink gear from, you know, from that earlier life that we don't discuss, you know, I think that would have been your moment. My moment, just in case you want to know, is Lucy Olsen. I love those long shots. Jazz Shelley's had a couple. Nadia Poch had one. And this week, or this round, Lucy Olsen in for Townsville just before the quarter time.
Yeah, break, nice. Southside. I do know you like those long shots, as you get older, I heard that's a little bit harder.
God, I knew you'd have some sort of comeback. Sad though it was. Sad. All right, so we discussed our player around. That was easy. Yep. Isabel really stood out. Like the thing is, last week on the show, we talked about MVP candidates, and we both said Isabel Borlase is by far the number one choice.
It's a no-brainer.
And then she's come out and had 42, 33, and a 23. Yeah. Not a bad three games.
Yeah, no, she seems to be going all right, doesn't she?
Yeah, gosh. It's great seeing a player enjoying themselves too, you know? I really like seeing that.
Well, before we finish on the women, do you agree with Perth beating Southside tonight?
I'd like to think that's what's going to happen, yeah.
I didn't ask if you'd like to think that. I'd asked her who you're picking.
Well, seeing as this will come out afterwards, I would have to favour Perth, but Southside, this is what I was saying just a bit earlier, they can't, none of these three big teams, Perth, Townsville or Bendigo, can afford to drop to a Southside because that will scuttle you. That'll push you down to third.
Does your bottom hurt sitting on the fence? Just give me a damn answer, mate. Perth or Southside?
it is a little twitchy. All right, I mean, no, you've got to favour Perth, but I'm saying that these are the sorts of games that could scuttle what your plans are in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to round 16.
Let's move on.
Geelong at home versus Bendigo. I'm going Bendigo.
Bendigo. Yeah.
Adelaide, Southside. Sorry, I'll go home side first. Southside versus Adelaide. Southside, I agree. Townsville to beat the Caps, agreed.
Yep.
Flames and Geelong. Wow, that's a tough one to pick.
It is a toss-up. Well, you go with Sydney, I'll go with Geelong.
I'm happy with that. Now, this is the one, Bendigo at Bendigo, Perth coming into town. Yeah. Huge,
because Kelsey.
If you would have asked me 2 weeks, well, they've been saying, when is it going to kick in that no Tolo? It hasn't, and it doesn't look like it will.
No, Tollard, Abby Wheelwright, these other
You know what?
players are
I'm
stepping
going
up.
with my gut and
Kelsey
I'm going
Reese.
with Perth. I'm going with my gut.
Gut. You know what that is? That's a gut that's had a little bit too much at Burger Boss and the connection with Alex
Cha-ching, strawberry milkshake.
Civitone, I think. I'm going to also go with Perth because I
Because
don't
you like the hamburgers, or do you like
know. Strawberry
hot
shake's pretty
dogs?
good now that you got me onto it. It really is. I hadn't had one before that. Anyway, sorry, let's move on. People don't want to hear this. Canberra Southside, I think that Southside has to win that. That's the one that probably
That's
decides
the
who
one
makes
that
the
if
four.
Caps win that, they could
Yeah, they
steal
could
it.
still sneak in, but I don't see it. Jaden
All right, well,
Morgan's
that's
back,
the
which is good.
WNBL. That was a fun round. It's really getting to the pointy end now, obviously. So cannot wait for what will, I think, be a really exciting playoffs. We'll get some good semi-final games, but we're going to get, I think, an
Absolutely.
absolute cracker of a finals, depending on who it
Championship,
is. All right, well, let's go to the NBL now. There's been some amazing games this weekend, and number one, has your top six changed, buddy?
No, it hasn't. No, and still the same order. I mean, I know Adelaide has lost three of its past four, and its only win was an overtime win over New Zealand that New Zealand really blew, and came down to a Bryce Cotton three, which is, that's what Bryce does. So, if you're an Adelaide fan, you might be a bit nervous at the moment, but I'm not because John Jenkins is a big improvement on Troy Brown. Even though I thought the sort of size that Troy Brown bought was preferable to Jenkins, who's smaller. But this guy, when he shoots the ball, you just expect it to go in.
It
He's a
goes in,
very
doesn't
good.
it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And he's apparently spent like 3 days in Adelaide since he's been here, because they've
Yeah.
been Perth, wherever they've been, Townsville or whatever. I'm sorry, not Townsville, I'm sorry, Cairns, wherever they've been
Yeah.
playing,
Yep.
they haven't been home. Or was it Brisbane? Whatever it was, and New Zealand they went to. And yeah, so he's been. Let me just run through very quickly the round. So Melbourne got on a winning trot against the NBL One Brisbane Bullets.
Yep.
Southside Phoenix beat New Zealand. It was a good game. Kings Tasmania were never in that game, and an awful incident with Majok Den. That was just so
Yeah.
sad to see. Thankfully, I saw him actually after the game. He walked out, and I spoke to him, and he was okay. But obviously, you'd expect them to be very precautionary on that concussion. Perth Wildcats destroyed Cairns. New Zealand, like you said, how did they lose? Like Adelaide. Like New Zealand should have won it, but
Yes, they
Adelaide
had
should
it.
have been in front by more and never been put in that position.
Exactly right.
Southside pumped Cairns yet again. Tasmania gave everything against Illawarra, but just overpowered. And a great game. Sydney beating Adelaide. Perth losing to Melbourne for, and Brisbane getting absolutely thumped from Illawarra. I'm going straight to you first. Melbourne versus Perth. Perth should have won that game. They didn't run their last play well. And at the end, you saw the TV come across JLA and Doolittle going at it. Give me your thoughts.
Well, the thing is, that's not the first time that Christian Doolittle has missed. That in terms of the shot for the win, that they've gone to him and he's missed. It intrigues me, Brad, why you'd go for a three when you're one down.
I don't
Why
understand that either, buddy. I
yeah.
don't get it.
It's
I
a
can
different
understand if you're down
situation.
two.
Yeah,
Okay, maybe.
when Bryce Cotton took the three, that's a different scenario. But here, it was like, geez, you just you and he, they had time.
It
They
was
had time to
clunky, though.
execute a play.
Like I haven't rewatched it. I watched it on live. And what I found was interesting is that like Ben Henschel had the ball. It just felt a little bit like, I don't know what play we're running. That's what it felt like when I'm watching it. And he had to get the ball to Doolittle, and Doolittle's got limited time from what I remember. And then it was like, well, I've got to shoot this. It seemed very clunky.
I felt Doolittle wanted the ball. He called for the ball and he
Okay.
wanted to make the play. He didn't make the play in the loss to Adelaide by a point. And again, he didn't make the play in this one. Before we get to the aftermath, got to say, Milton Doyle was fabulous. That was the best version of Milton Doyle. Not just because he hit that big three, but just I watched him all game. He was really committed to
Well,
winning
not
that
that big
game.
three, the one before it as well. He had the last
Yes,
six
he had 200.
points.
Yep. He was phenomenal. Okay, let's get down to it. You lose the game by a point. You had options that you didn't explore. Players, yeah, he obviously there was a lot riding on that game for him. And I understand JLA getting pissy with him. And fair enough. That happens. Brad, you play professional sport. You know guys get into each other's faces at training, in games. This stuff happens when you're passionate and you're emotional about winning the game. What I would say is this though, if you're JLA and you've shot 4 out of 9 from the free throw line, 4 of 9, you're not in a real strong position to be critical of somebody else for missing.
Okay, so my take, and that's a great point you make, my take is I have been in teams before where there's been arguments like this, plenty of training, that doesn't. But in a game after that, I don't have a problem with it personally, have no issue. This is what it is. But what I have seen is very rarely, I'm not saying all the time, does it end well.
Yeah.
Like I don't see a team after they go through all of this go on and win the championship. Not that I think Perth's going to win it anyway, but I'm just saying I rarely see that. I've seen players have arguments. I've seen players throw some punches. I've seen all of that, right? Yes. There's no issues there. And I don't have a problem with it. You heat of the battle and it means to win. And I don't have that problem. But what I do have is when push comes to shove and you're late in the 3-game semifinals, even if they make it, or late in the playing game or whatever, when those two players having to run an on-ball screen or a switch or something, that is what worries me. Where is their mind at? And to me, John Riley's got a lot of work to do with those two to make sure that they're on the same page, because I don't think you can just say leave it and let them work it out. They're professional. That's not my opinion. Also, can I give it, like, what was the assistant coach doing putting a piece of paper over the camera, mate?
Oh, yeah, childish stuff.
Mate, there's 3 other cameras.
Yeah.
Like, dude, not only did you put the piece of paper, we're watching you put the piece of paper over there, mate, on a different camera. Come on.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Childish. I don't
just
like
really,
that.
Really immature nonsense.
Absolutely.
I will say this, though. From the moment, I think it was Macarena or somebody like that, someone in the hierarchy at Perth announced that they would not be replacing David Duke, that they were hopeful that he would make it back from his elbow injury in time. I just, they're not winning the championship. That was the statement that says,
got to be honest, I think they'll win it prior to that, but fair enough. All right, let me ask you this. I'm just going to stay like Melbourne won. We still think Tassie's going to get 6 because we'll talk about the run home in a second. Do Adelaide have the firepower to win this? Because right now, if you ask me, I think it's a Southeast Sydney final, unless they've got to play each other in the semi, obviously. But that's what I think we're at the moment.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think Adelaide has got the most talented team there in terms of just look at their personnel. And they've got Bryce Cotton. Bryce gets you to a semi-final. And they're in the semi-final already.
Yeah.
So Bryce gets you to a semi-final. But at this particular point, in terms of just how they're traveling, it's not all that great. This round, they've got Southeast Melbourne at home. That's a huge game. They really need to win that one just to calm the nerves a little bit, settle everybody down. Because as you say, the form sides right now, Sydney and Southeast Melbourne, have kind of surged a bit past them.
Well,
and both of them
Adelaide,
have beaten them in this last run.
If Southeast win that, right, if Southeast beat Adelaide, they will be equal on win and losses. So Southeast are in front because their points before and against are better.
Right.
So that would be huge, because if Southeast get one, that theoretically means the Kings and 36ers are playing in the semis. I don't want to play the Kings right now if I'm the 36ers.
No, because they've already shown in 3 games.
Correct.
3 times they've shown we can shut down. See, they've got the length to shut down Bryce. They start off with someone like Malawach guarding him with that great length he's got and height advantage. Then we go to Torrey Craig. Then we go to Jalen Galloway. These are the sort of guys that can make it really difficult.
Still got Delhi to come back as well. Let me ask you, though, because I know you mentioned something to me, so I'm going to lead you into this. Torrey Craig, what a signing.
Mate, I've got to say, I have loved this guy from the first time I saw him play. I thought, this is a star player. And the first time I saw him play, it was for Cairns against Adelaide 36ers back in the days when Aaron Fearn was coaching Cairns, Joey Wright was coaching Adelaide. He's come off the bench behind Stephen Way. Shout out to Stephen Way. Maybe you should have had an NBA career. But he's coming off the bench, and he gets 19 points and 10 rebounds off the bench against Adelaide. And every game against Adelaide, he was outstanding. So, I mean, it's Joey's theory that he liked the style of play that Adelaide played, and he ran with them. But this is a guy that was prepared to come off the bench for 2 years in Cairns when he must have known, I'm actually quite a talented basketball player, maybe I should start. But he's the team man. In between seasons, he goes into New Zealand, wins the MVP of the New Zealand NBL. The following year, he goes in, wins the championship in the New Zealand NBL. Then he joins Brisbane, gets to be a starter, becomes a defensive player of the league, NBL defensive player. Then he plays for Gold Coast Rollers in what is now the NBL One North. I mean, this is a guy that just loves playing basketball.
Yeah.
And then the NBA comes calling, and there he goes for nearly 600 NBA games. This guy is fantastic. And when they signed him, I've said all along, they can only go as far as Jalen Galloway will take him. Nah, sorry, that's out the door. They'll go as far as Torrey Craig can take him because he's the X factor, not Xavier Cooks. You know, he's the man we know.
So can I just get this on record? You're saying you love the Sydney Kings player. I can't remember his number. That Tory bloke. You love the Sydney Kings player?
No, I love Torrey Craig. Number two he is. He's got Craig written on the back, and he's got something in the front that makes me want to churn my stomach.
You didn't even think, no, I love the Sydney. No. I love the Craig guy.
I have been a fan of his. I followed his NBA career. I loved him as an NBA player. He was certainly belonged there, you know, so it's just great. And the fact that he's 35 doesn't bother me one iota. You saw what he did.
As someone who was commentating and saw him right there, I couldn't believe the way, the second he got on the court, the way he was moving. I thought he needed more time with his legs. His athleticism, blocking shots, running lanes, was 6 of 6 from the three-point line against Adelaide at one stage. Yeah. The guy was flat out phenomenal. Now, I just want to, before we go on to some other stuff, I just want to finish. Boddy and I have been discussing, and you know, who's going to get this sixth spot? Is it Tasmania? Is it New Zealand? Is it Illawarra? Right? And I look at this, and I just want to talk about some run homes, right? So
we got Tassie on 12 wins and 16 losses, and we've got Illawarra on 10 wins and 16 losses. So they've got two games in hand, as we used to say. So you can think if they were to win those two, then tie it up, well, they could sneak in front of them. Yep. Give us the rundown, though. What do they come home with?
Well, so Tassie, well, they've got Cairns in Cairns. Then they've got New Zealand at home, Bullets at home, Southeast on the road, Illawarra at home. That is not a bad run. Stay with me. Then if I go to New Zealand here, let's go Illawarra first.
Yeah, forget New Zealand.
So they're going to start. They play Sydney on Thursday night at Sydney, Perth at home on Saturday, Adelaide at home, New Zealand away, Sydney at home, Melbourne away, Tassie away. That's a tough run home. That Tassie Illawarra last game, round 22, could be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very quickly, I'll talk New Zealand. New Zealand have got Tassie first, as we said. Let's start that again. They got Melbourne United first at home, Tassie on the road, Southeast at home, Illawarra at home, Adelaide on the road, Cairns. Like, Tasmania got the better draw.
Yeah, they've already got 17 losses too. So they're not just behind in wins. They're behind in losses. They're cooked. Sam Meninga's done now with his wrist injury.
Yes.
He's out. You know, you said last week Rob Baker's gone. So, I mean, they're decimated. Tasmania is decimated. You know, Bryce Hamilton, the fact that he should do an ACL just destroys me. He was so much fun to watch.
I called that game. I didn't even notice it. It didn't look look nothing.
Yeah.
He looked like he twinged that. Oh, we'll watch that. You know, unbelievable.
ACLs, more often than not, Brad, as you would know over time, don't look like much when they happen. They don't look like
much. Yeah, but usually, you know when they land, you just see that little bit of a movement. You're like, that doesn't look good. There was a little bit, but certainly not enough that I thought to that. All right, give me your tips for this round. It's going to be, let me just get that up because it's going to be some certainly interesting games. Do you, hang on. Do you
Brisbane
think Tasmania?
Come on.
You're going to take Brisbane?
Yeah, get out of here. You think I'm temporary insanity? No, Adelaide is winning that
game.
Well,
go on. You go through your schedule. Go on. You tell me.
Okay, I got Adelaide will beat Brisbane. You'd have to agree, wouldn't you?
Agreed.
Yeah. Perth, South East Melbourne is huge. That's a that's a must win for Perth, not because of any ladder position, just for their credibility.
Yes,
are they going to make any noise in the playoffs?
Yep, agreed.
I'm taking South East Melbourne. I just can't fault the way they're travelling at the moment.
I just think the way they'll be up the court, I agree. I think that's why I'm picking Sydney to beat Illawarra as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picking Sydney to beat Illawarra because they're
New Zealand-Melbourne will be a tough one, Boddy, because I don't think Melbourne are travelling well, but I just don't know if New Zealand's going to have enough, so I think Melbourne.
Nah. And New Zealand just running out of healthy bodies.
Yeah.
And I think Melbourne gets Shaley back, possibly.
Okay. All right. Cairns, Tasmania.
That's so important for Tasmania. I'm going to pick Tasmania, but it's not with any degree of confidence.
No, I'm going
it's such
Cairns.
An important.
I'm going even, Cairns with Jack McKay to go off. Man, Adelaide, Southside, buddy. Oh,
Southside. No, Southeast Melbourne. Yeah,
Did I
Southeast.
say, sorry,
Yeah,
Southeast? Yeah, that's
I know
just.
you. That's one and two. That's huge again in
I
Adelaide.
think.
I
I
think that's
think.
more important for Adelaide to win that for
Yeah,
them, just to get
I
themselves back.
obviously I want to see their Brisbane game, although they should smack that. I think
Yeah.
Southeast, the way they're playing at the moment, mate, I can't go against them. I think they're going to get that.
I don't.
Illawarra at
I
home
don't.
versus
I'm going to
Perth.
go with Adelaide for that.
Okay.
I just think that they need to right the ship, and that's the one that does it. That game, Illawarra Perth.
If Illawarra beat Sydney, I think they'll beat Perth. I really do. If Illawarra don't beat Sydney, I don't know if that's going to take the
Come
guts
on,
out of them, Perth and win.
Illawarra. Honestly, I think if Illawarra beat Sydney, that would be one of the upsets of the
Dude,
season.
I've been in some games with this
Yeah, I
Illawarra.
know
They are
that.
different. That highway is a different world, right? So, but I hear you.
It's a home game for the Kings. It's Kudos Bank Arena.
Yeah, no, okay, fair enough. All right. Okay, Tassie at home against New Zealand. Oh, I'm going to go Tassie, just home. That's it.
Oh yeah, maybe they're just all run. They're running out of
Yeah, and
bodies.
Cairns, they don't have enough to beat the Kings.
Just going back to Tassie. Tiger Campbell has to do more. He doesn't do enough. The guy can
Don't know if
shoot
it's in
the.
his game, buddy. I don't know if it's in. I think what
Well,
they're getting is what they've got.
yeah, I don't think they're getting a second year out of him then, because
No.
he's a terrific little player, but he doesn't do enough.
No, I
You know,
agree with you.
he facilitates too much when he should be
All right, we're
shooting.
running out of time here. Give me your best moment.
My best moment was obviously there's one that stands out, but I think Elijah Pepper going off a 20-point quarter was just pretty amazing. So it
Nice.
was a series of moments, much as you went with it when the women's moment of the, I think Elijah Pepper, tell me your player that or moment of the round.
Can't go against Bryce's three to win
Bryce,
it
big
against New
three,
Zealand. That step back, that was awesome. My player of the round, I'm going to go straight into it. What a shock. KD, 40 in one game, 20 and 14 assists in the next. He had a wow of a weekend.
He certainly did. He certainly
Yeah.
did. And people who say Bryce has got the MVP sewn up, I don't know. Kendrick has had a very, very consistent
I agree
season.
with you. I don't think Bryce is not going to win it. I don't think Kendrick catches him, but he's had a bloody good year, Kendrick. He would be a
Absolutely.
two-time MVP if it wasn't for Bryce Cotton.
Come on, I can hear the rattle going. Give me a Rosen rattler.
The off-season injuries, sorry, the injuries that are happening, I am thinking this off-season now is really starting to become problems. I think players are playing 12 months throughout the year, and I think they're playing too much basketball and they're not allowing their bodies to rest, and things are happening. Now, you can argue that each injury is different, and it's, you know, one's a soft tissue, one's you fall here. When you're fatigued, when things like this happen, different things. You don't jump the same, you don't run the same, and things can happen. I'm starting to think all these players, and I understand it. You have got a small window of financials. I'm not against anyone, but you know, teams are going straight from here to NBL One, to New Zealand, to Puerto Rico, wherever they're going, Japan, whatever they need, they're getting their money. But I really think it's affecting now that what's going, because don't forget, when they are having a preseason here, that strength and conditioning coach is pushing that guy. Well, he's just had 4 months in Puerto Rico or NBL One or whatever it may be. I just can't put it down to anything else but that, because I know when I was playing in the NBL, I couldn't play NBL One or ABA because it was played at the same time. So in the off season, I worked on my game and I got my body rest. Right, and
That's a good point.
I'm starting to worry. I was going to say about the assistant coach putting the piece of paper over, by the way, that really annoyed the shit out of me, excuse language, but I am going for that
Immature.
injury. Yeah. What's
Okay.
your nasty?
Look, my noise nasty is I just can't define travel anymore. I know that once FIBA introduced the gather step, all bets were off. But I want to ask you something. When you first learned how to play this game and they taught you how to do a layup, what was it? You got the ball, it was like right, left, release, right?
Correct.
That, or from the outside, left, right, release. Now I see players drive in, right, left, pivot around, do something else. So hang on. Weren't you supposed to release the ball? Aren't you in motion? I don't even understand what I
No,
don't understand
it's a
travels
fair point. It's
anymore.
a fair point. I don't like the one where they get it and then they move their pivot foot and then move it again and then move that backwards a little bit. And it's like, well, hang on, you just took four
Why?
steps.
Yeah, why is that necessary? Why is it? It
It's
really puts the defender at a disadvantage, because
well,
back
I the
then.
worst the one I hate more is when they step out of bounds on a shot
Yeah, I
in the
reckon that's
corner.
because of the 3-point line in the corners. That's where it tends to happen in the corners. I think they think they've got a little more room than what they have.
Yeah,
That's
they don't.
tight in the corner. You
Yeah,
can't step backwards.
All right, Matton, that was a beautiful round. Thank you, everyone. It's been a beautiful round, and looking forward to the next one, I'm sure. Boddy, have a great week, my man. See you, everyone.
Ciao.
Mate, I reckon you used to travel all the time when you got, you used to put it under your shoulder and just run through people, no question.
I had a teammate who would hold the ball up, and then as you would reach for the ball, he would step back, and then he would step back, and he would step back about four times. This is back when travelers used to be called. And I could, and then he'd throw me the ball, and I couldn't catch it because I was too busy pissing myself laughing.